who's here this evening may be watching or may look back at this in the future. The record was closed when we had the last meeting on September 17th, 2025. There's been communications that have been submitted to the county, including some of the commissioners. Because the record's closed, the commissioners will not, on my advice, consider any of that information. It's outside of the record, they can't. However, that information that was submitted after the 17th obviously will become part of the record because county council has not yet heard had its hearing. So that still will be made part of the record for that second hearing at county council. But legally, the planning and zoning commissioners cannot consider anything received or provided after the closure of the record on the 17th of September. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Robertson. A discussion on Mulberry Knoll?
Yeah, who wants to start that? Let's see, so, there are a number of, first of all, I am pro Costco and pro Target. I think the county could use those retailers along with the mix of the other retailers that are proposed. But I do share a lot of concerns with the citizens who voiced their opposition. First, our road infrastructure is not completely where it needs to be, I think, to support this development. Secondly, we have several additional residential and also commercial developments that either are pending approval by the county council or have been approved in the past and are going to be built that are along the 24 corridor, all putting additional traffic load on 24 without a clear plan from DLDOT to facilitate expansion of that to a four-lane highway, you know, from Millsboro to the Rehoboth area. The next thing that I'm concerned about is the secondary impact of that additional traffic is that downtown businesses in Rehoboth and Dewey struggle sometimes to be able to get the customer base in the doors that they need to sustain themselves. The rents are obviously high. It's an expensive place to be. And there are a lot of small businesses that I suspect, you know, will be disappearing over the coming years if we find ourselves in a situation where we make it increasingly difficult for people to enjoy the benefits of going to the downtown area, to enjoy the restaurants, bars, et cetera, that are all there that many of us all enjoy. I'm starting there and I'll catch a breath while we discuss other concerns.
That's the biggest one, Love Creek Bridge. That's the biggest one for me. I mean, it's a Love Creek Bridge. I mean, that's, I'm not sure what they would do, what they would, how would they would go about expanding that bridge. That would be kind of a tough one, I would think. But I would love to hear what they'd have to say on that. But.
And I believe the current plan is that it would not be built until 2040. 45 now? Oh, yeah. Thank you.
Yeah, I think DLDOT was here. They said 20 years, so it'll be 2045.
Yeah, just make sure you're speaking into your mics, please.
Sorry, making comments. I was correcting. We were asking about DLDOT had said either it was 20 or 25 years to the expansion of the Love Creek Bridge. And to my recommendation, I thought it was 20 years, which was 2045.
I appreciate your comments, Mr. Collins.
Thank
and
you.
I agree with a lot of your comments. But I would like to point out, too, that I feel that on the flip side of it, we may be keeping some of the traffic more contained because of the residents that will be on 24, that they can then just use the facilities or the new businesses that are going to be built there. I think it has its advantages with that regard. I don't know that DLDOT's going to be able to catch up with anything. We haven't really seen that in anything in our area for Sussex County. They're trying, but it's an ongoing process. As we all know, one of the other comments that you made, and I
think
about the small businesses, and I feel like on the flip side of that, the small businesses then may have the opportunity to go to the Costco to reduce their cost of having to buy. You know, they can get their bulk items, and that's just a general comment.
I do agree. There is a potential.
Ladies
benefit
and gentlemen, please.
Of people who are in the Rehoboth and Lewis area, not traveling 24 to BJ's or traveling Route 1 North
to visit Costco or the other BJ's location that's further north. I'm not sure that that offsets the traffic impacts of adding the stores that are proposed here at the scale of the development. I think the scale of the development is the primary concern that I have. If you were telling me that it was a Costco and a Target, likely I would probably find that to be a more reasonably sized development for that location and for the highway infrastructure that we know we're going to be saddled with for the next 20 years.
I think with us having something like this on Route 24, though, the congestion on Route 1 will not be as bad as well, because right now that's where we have to go from Millsboro. You're going across 24, and we all have to get to Route 1 because that's currently where all the locations are. So having that not at the Route 1 corridor, I think that might, the congestion of Route 1 might be minimal to what it is currently.
And I will say the future land use map for everybody, you know, I believe it was stated in the application materials, does designate that this could very well be what kind of development happens in this location. The county decided that, the elected officials voted on that many years ago. So it's really a matter of, is something like this happening now with this kind of development, or is it going to be sometime in the future? Because something like this probably is going to happen in that vicinity. It's either that or it's going to be a massive housing development. And I would prefer, I know people who immediately neighbor this may not find this to be true, but for the broader citizens of Sussex County, it may be of benefit to have this center versus adding all the houses that could be built in this very location.
That's a good point.
Or potentially workforce housing that could be built using the Sussex County rental program, which would also facilitate providing workforce housing to the businesses that struggle for workers. That could be built there.
Well, I think there's pros and cons on both sides, but we've got a lot ahead of us to really consider. There's been a lot of information that we've received on all of this, including, you know, other areas that were even being suggested for putting something like this, but as was presented to us, and it's a given fact that there has to be the population there that warrants the Costco, the Target, those types of things. And so,
and it's probably also worth noting that a similar development, I think, was proposed on Route 1 closer to Milton in the past, right? And basically similar concerns from neighbors caused that development not to be approved by a prior council.
I would like to also add too, though, I think there's a misconception about looking at the lands that seem available on Route 1, that, oh, they should put it out on Route 1 because there's a lot of property there that has not been developed. A lot of that land has already been put in preservation, so it would not be available.
And I think we, in general, want to discourage development on the eastern side of Route 1 as well, right?
That's been the historical trend of Sussex County, yeah.
Which severely limits what's available, you know, to develop. In fact, we have approved some things along with county council that are planned on the western side of Route 1 that are consuming some of the larger parcels that are still available, right? I don't know that there's anything left or much left. And if it's left, that doesn't mean it's for sale.
The conditions that we've...
Yeah.
And I don't believe this is going to be built in Bridgeville. Right? I don't think this is happening in the western part of the county. There's competition from the BJ's Wholesale Club, which I'm not so sure is terrible, but I think they want the demographics of the Lewis and Rehoboth zip codes, I would suspect, which makes it difficult to think that the developer would just find another suitable location in a part of Sussex County where there won't be similar opposition from neighbors as well. That's the other problem, is that, say you do find a perfect spot out in the western part of the county that's exactly the right size, and it's, you know, in the future land use map planned to be turned into commercial, that doesn't mean that the neighboring property owners aren't going to have some of the very same concerns that we all do. So.
Not in my backyard.
Unfortunately, not in my backyard is a challenge for new development. And this development will bring some jobs. You know, obviously not all of them are going to be very high-paid jobs. Some of them are, you know, typical retail, but and will compete for workers from local businesses. So a disappointment of mine is not seeing any plan for some sort of workforce housing as part of this development, taking advantage of building up, which Costco in particular has done in other areas. I know Costco is not the developer, but they do seem amenable to doing that sort of thing where it's possible. So, and I'll take another breath because I don't think I have too much else that's a concern, but my primary concern is, you know, around safety and traffic. And then I am a little concerned about the workforce availability that is going to be in a crunch from this. Are they all going to have to come from the western part of Sussex County, which will add traffic on 24? Okay. I've said my piece.
Well, hopefully if the site plan we saw earlier is approved by the vintners, ride their bikes from there. If it gets approved. Any other comments?
I would just make a sort of an observation too, that as with an application as important as this is, there's been a good discussion this afternoon, but it's probably a service to the community and to the county to wait until Mr. Mears is here so there's a
Absolutely.
Full commission to act.
Agreed.
Yeah, so do we have more discussion that we want to have today, or do we want to defer action, have additional discussion when Mr. Mears is present? Should I make a motion to defer?
And I don't know that we have to have any further discussion.
Okay.
That's up to you, but we just deferred action.
I move that we defer action on change of zone 2037 Mulberry Knoll Associates LLC.
I'll second.
Okay, the motion's been made and seconded to defer action on change of zone number 2037 Mulberry Knoll Associates LLC. Next item on